Brilliance Audio presents
Jenny by Douglas Preston for Celine. Despite appearances to the contrary, Jenny is a work of fiction. However, there is no science fiction in this book. The scientific and behavioral experiments described here actually took place under different circumstances with the results as reported. Preface.
Many readers of this book, no doubt, will have heard of Jenny Archibald, or will remember the details of her life as reported in the press during the period of 1965 to 1975. As a boy growing up in Wellesley, Massachusetts, I myself recall reading about Jenny in the Boston Globe and other papers. The stories I read had a special meaning to me, since the town of Kibbencook, where she lived, lies only 8 miles from Wellesley. I remember my parents discussing Jenny at the dinner table. When I egregiously misbehaved, my mother more than once compared my behavior to Jenny. Jenny became, in a small way, a symbol of willful disobedience in our household. I decided to write a book about Jenny 3 years ago, while working on a story for Massachusetts Magazine about the Boston Museum of Natural History. I had the pleasure of interviewing Dr. Harold Epstein, a retired curator at the Boston Museum. During the course of the interview, the conversation shifted abruptly to the subject of Jenny, and it required a considerable effort to return to the topic of my article. This was when I first learned many of the unpublished details of Jenny's life. I was intrigued. Dr. Epstein was anxious to talk, and so I scheduled a second interview with him later that month. That was the genesis of this book. Why write a book about something that was already extensively covered in the press? The answer is quite simple. The more I delved into the subject, the more